Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so wonderful to be with you once again this morning, and I believe you are being blessed with all the things that God has been sharing with you on this platform, and I believe you are being blessed and increasing on every side. Hallelujah. Today I want to share concerning the subject I've entitled Called by God. And you know, when you read the scriptures, you get to know that we are referred to as the church, or the word church, the Greek word is ecclesia, and it means the called at once, those who have been called by God. You see, you've been called by God, and it's very important that you know that you've been called. You have a calling. Every Christian has a calling. Every Christian has a calling by God. God has called you to be part of His body, and He has called you to have a function in His body. Hallelujah. We are not just there. There's a reason why we are born again. Hallelujah. And I want to show you the fact that you are called so that you can think differently. Because if you walk around thinking that and knowing that you are called by God, you'd live differently. You know that there's an aim for your life. There's a reason for your existence. Hallelujah. And knowing the reason for your existence aids you to become successful. Because real success is doing exactly what you have been made for. You see, no matter how good a microwave is, it cannot be used as a TV. It's not possible. There's light inside, but then it doesn't make it a TV. Hallelujah. So it's so important that you get to understand some of these things. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, from verse 11, this is Paul writes, he says, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his children. And Paul is writing to the Thessalonian church and he says, you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his children. You see, then he goes on to verse 12 and lets them know what he was charging. And he says, who has called us unto his kingdom and glory? So we have been called by God unto his kingdom and called by God unto his glory. Hallelujah. So you do have a calling from God. You do have a calling from God. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I'm reading from verse 6. It says that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because of the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. You see, the key thing I want you to see is the fact that God has called us. We've been called. You see, in this place, it says unto holiness, not unto uncleanness. Hallelujah. There are several other scriptures that let us know that we've been called. If you read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, he says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. You see, he was talking about God. The fact that God has called us. God has called us. Hallelujah. I'm called. I'm chosen by God. I'm the elect of God. You see, the word church means the elect ones, the selected ones, the called ones. We are not like every other person. We are different. If you are born again, then Christ is in you. And because Christ is in you, you have been called by him unto his kingdom and called by him unto his glory. It means that your life is full of glory. Your life is meant for the glory of God. Your life is meant for the kingdom of God. You've been born for the advancement of the kingdom and for the purposes of the kingdom. Hallelujah. You know, when you become born again, you make Jesus the Lord of your life. That's what you say. So that I declare Jesus as the Lord of my life. That means that he owns you. And if he owns you, he dictates. I mean, your dress does not dictate to you the number of times you wear it in a week. Not at all. You determine how many times you wear the dress. You see, all the things you own are there for you to use, not the other way around. So you can't use God. God must use you. You see? And it is very important to get to know that God has called you and the fact that he's the Lord of your life. And he determines how your life should go. And you must learn to respond to him. The earlier you learn to respond to your Lord, the better it will be for you. You see, the earlier you learn to respond to him, the more success you chalk in this life and in the life that is to come. There's a life to come. Hallelujah. When you read in Romans chapter 8, it clarifies this even some more for us. Romans chapter 8, from verse 29. Let's read from verse 28. It's nice from verse 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You see, it says, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Then verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So he lets us know why we've been called. He says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. I'll emphasize this some much more for you. Then verse 30 says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. You see, so he says, the one he predestinates is the one he calls. It means that God knew you beforehand. God knew you before you came. That is so exciting to know. David said that before I was a clot of blood in my mother's womb, you knew me. God has known you all this while. And God has called you, fashioned you, and prepared you for a particular purpose. You must fulfill your purpose. You must do what God has called you for. Hallelujah. And it all begins by knowing the fact that you've been called. by God, and the fact that God is your Lord, Jesus is your Lord, and you must listen to what He has to say concerning your life, concerning what you have to do with your life. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow and expound this some more to you. God bless you. Bye-bye.